Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we recap the launch of the Jamaica Independent Schools Association JISA Under-12 football and netball tournaments, and the Government Inc. Sports Cooperation Agreement with Indonesia. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Later this month, Jamaica's best under-12 footballers and netballers in preparatory and other private institutions will get the chance to showcase their skills following the start of the Jamaica Independent Schools Association JISA tournaments for both disciplines. Activities get started with football. October 14 will see the launch of the main competition, the Alberga Cup, and its knockout equivalent, the Henriquez Cup. 39 schools are down to compete, with 38 looking to topple last year's double champions Heidel Preparatory to claim victory. The opening ceremony and dress parade will take place at the Liberty Academy in Kingston. The netball tournament gets underway on October 19 with the dress parade and opening fixtures taking place at the Lila Robinson Courts at the National Stadium. Defending champions Quest Preparatory will be doing their best to see off the 27 other competing teams to stay on top. Past president of JISA, Wesley Boyens, is urging all parents, alumni, and other stakeholders to come out and support both competitions, adding that the level of competition is expected to be strong. This as both the Jamaica Football Federation and Netball Jamaica were invited to conduct training seminars with coaches of both disciplines from participating schools. In fact, 22 prep school football coaches were presented with CONCACAF D licenses, having completed their training in preparation for the upcoming tournament. Among other things, the coaches were exposed to the principles of coaching, adequate training by age, physical training, health, and planning training sessions.
I also want to express gratitude for the guidance that we are getting from the Jamaica Football Federation and the tremendous job you all did in training some of our coaches and helped to build our young people. I also want to thank the Netball Federation for the guidance which have been given to our netballers. We are looking forward to this season, and I want to encourage our coaches to really represent your schools well, and remember that you're not just representing your school or your sport department, you're representing JISA. So may we have an excellent and successful sports season.
Past president of JISA, Wesley Boyens. As we know, it takes a lot of cash to keep tournaments like this up and running. And thanks to the support of LASCO, HD Hopwood, and title sponsors Tasty Limited, both tournaments are well poised to showcase Jamaica's budding sports talents. For Ryan Foster, Group CEO of Tasty Limited, the company's $3 million contribution is definitely money well spent.
We will continue to facilitate the emergence of world-class athletes through our sponsorship of competitions such as these. By doing this, we intend to reaffirm the value of sports as an institution for socio-economic change. We, along with the many sponsors who know how special a program like this is, and are pleased with the thousands of students who will continue to come out of competitions like this, better athletes, better students, and in time make their mark on the Jamaican economy.
In the meantime, the governments of Jamaica and Indonesia have signed a memorandum of understanding towards bilateral cooperation in the area of sports. The agreement will see Jamaica providing track and field expertise to Indonesia, while Indonesia will provide a badminton coach for Jamaica's players. The agreement will also seek to create a framework through which both countries can explore ways to boost the impact of sports on their domestic economies.
In particular, we are interested in exploring the synergies between sports and economic sectors such as tourism and the export of sports services, which can be leveraged to improve brand Jamaica.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Ambassador Marcia Gilbert Roberts. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.